Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the member states of the Association of the Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, which are Brunei Darussalam, Cambodia, Indonesia, Lao People's Democratic Republic, Malaysia, Myanmar, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. We wish to congratulate you, Ambassador Gill, on your election as the chair of the meeting of state parties, and we commend you for your hard work in the preparation of this meeting, which included comprehensive consultations with the various groups. Our congratulations likewise go to the members of your bureau. We express our full support and cooperation in ensuring a productive MSP. In this regard, ASEAN is hopeful that this meeting will be able to fulfill the mandate given by the 8th Review Conference to make progress on issues of substance and process for the period before the next review conference, with a view to reaching consensus on an intersessional process. ASEAN member states stand ready to engage with all delegations so that we are able to discuss and find a way forward with regards to the ISP during this MSP. ASEAN is of the view that progress on the discussions on the ISP is critical to strengthening efforts to enhance capacities at the national, regional, and global levels to implement the convention effectively. ASEAN believes in promoting and achieving universality of this convention in order to move forward in the field of disarmament. We therefore encourage all states to join and accede to the BWC. We welcome the recent ratification of Samoa as the 179th state party. During the ASEAN Regional Forum Ministers meeting held in August 2017 in Manila, during the 50th anniversary of our organization, ASEAN member states acknowledged the importance of strengthening the international cooperative efforts in nuclear nonproliferation, disarmament, peaceful uses of nuclear energy, as well as in the elimination of chemical weapons stockpiles and nonproliferation of chemical weapons. With regards to the BWC, the ASEAN member states, through the ASEAN Regional Forum and in coordination with other states, continue to conduct workshops focusing on biothreat reduction, biorisk management, disease surveillance, detection, preparedness, and response. ASEAN gives importance to continue to enhance cooperation against terrorism, including to combat smuggling and misuse of weapons and explosives, as well as chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and explosive materials in line with the ASEAN Political Security Community Blueprint 2025. ASEAN cooperates on CBRN matters under the Hanoi Action Plan of Action to implement the ASEAN Regional Forum Vision Statement in the areas of counterterrorism and transnational crime, as well as Bandar Seri Begawan Plan of Action to strengthen the ASEAN-EU Enhanced Partnership that promotes cooperation in mitigating risk associated with CBRN materials. The CBRN Center of Excellence Network established a regional secretariat in Southeast Asia in 2013 to enhance the capacity of the 10 ASEAN states in mitigating CBRN-related risk. This was an initiative of the European Union and jointly implemented by the European Commission Joint Research Center and the United Nations Interregional Crime and Justice Research Institute. This regional secretariat ensures cooperation and coordination in Southeast Asia and supports efforts to identify CBRN risk mitigation needs, develop national CBRN and national action plans, and formulate and implement regional project proposals. Related to this, the ASEAN Regional Forum Ministers endorsed the conduct of an ARF workshop on raising awareness and promoting cooperation on CBRN risk mitigation in 2018. The workshop will build upon previous ARF workshops on CBRN risk mitigation and identify regional forums for exchanging and sharing of information, facilitate international and interagency stakeholders' involvement, including the regional centers of excellence, exchange best practices and views to building common approaches, and examine national and regional protection and response plans for first responders. ASEAN would like to stress the need to enhance assistance, capacity building, funding to developing countries upon their request, and for states in a position to do so to render technical and financial assistance to requesting states as appropriate. ASEAN recognizes the importance of confidence-building measures provided by states in order to build transparency. ASEAN recognizes the necessity of multilateral negotiations and notes the lack of a verification measure which poses a challenge to the effectiveness of the convention. On the implementation of Article 10, ASEAN places great importance in enhancing international cooperation, assistance, and exchanges in toxins, biological agents, equipment, and technology for peaceful purposes. These include production of drugs, medicines, and vaccines, and life-saving achievements, especially for developing countries. In conclusion, Mr. Chair, we reiterate our full support and cooperation in making this MSP successful. Thank you.